Well, good Monday morning, beloved, and we welcome you to a brand new year. This is 2024, January 1st. Wow, a whole year is gone right before our very eyes. Well, this morning we're beginning the new year off in Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 through 58. Again, God's saving word for us this week and starting off this year is wisdom. Today we will conclude the reading of chapter 13 with more parables in which Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a hidden treasure, a fine pearl, a net filled with all kinds of fish. Jesus also explains the parable about weeds growing among the good seed and depicts an image of the final judgment. The reading concludes with an account of Jesus returning to Nazareth, his hometown, where the people rejected him. And so, let's begin. When Jesus had left the crowd and gone indoors, his disciples came to him and said, "Tell us what the parable about the weeds in the field means." Jesus answered, "The man who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the people who belong to the kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one. And the enemy who sowed the weeds is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvest workers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned up in the fire, so the same shall happen at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels to gather up out of his kingdom all those who cause people to sin and all others who do evil things. And they will throw them into a fiery furnace where they will cry and gnash their teeth. Then God's people will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Listen then if you have ears. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man happens to find a treasure in a field. And he starts to cover it up again and is so happy that he goes and he sells everything he has. Then he goes back and he buys that field. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like this. A man is looking for fine pearls and he finds one that is unusually fine. And he goes and he sells everything that he has to buy that pearl. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like this. Some fishermen throw their nets into the lake and catch all kinds of fish. When the net is full, they pour it to shore and they sit down to divide the fish. The good ones go into the buckets, the worthless ones are thrown away. It will be like this at the end of the age. The angels will go out and gather up the evil people from among the good and throw them into the fiery furnace where they will cry and gnash their teeth. Do you understand these things? Jesus asked them. Yes, they answered. So he replied, "This means then that every teacher of the law who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who takes new and old things out of his storage room." When Jesus finished telling these parables, he left that place and he went back to his hometown and he taught in a synagogue, and those who heard him were amazed. "Where did he get such wisdom?" they asked. And what about his miracles? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't Mary his mother? And aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? Aren't all his sisters living here? Where did he get all of this?" And so they rejected him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is respected everywhere except in his hometown and by his own family. Because they did not have faith, he did not perform many miracles there." Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, where Jesus said, "God's people will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom." You know, the picture that Jesus paints about the judgment day in these parables is kind of absolute. There's no gray area there. If you're the children of God, then you are separated out to receive God's eternal reward. If you're not the children of God, if you're a sinner, if you cause others to sin, as Jesus explains in his parables, then the angels come and get you, and you are thrown into everlasting punishment. And so it behooves us as children of the kingdom to make sure that people understand that there is a final judgment, and they need to have their hearts right with God so that they can enjoy an eternity of blessings. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to shine like the sun in your Father's kingdom. Teach me to live according to your will. Amen. Well, that brings the first day of 2024 to an end. Tomorrow, please join me as we read Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20, where Jesus teaches what makes a person unclean. Until then, God bless. Enjoy this very first day of a brand new year. And why don't you just take time out to dedicate this year to the glory of God. We will see you tomorrow.